Hello and welcome to my video. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. In today's video, I want to share some of my top MLM leadership tips. I want to teach you some things about how to be a better leader and grow your business. Now, our industry is all about leadership and duplication. You want to become a leader so that you can attract quality people in your business and you can get the duplication so you have the leverage and the rapid growth in your business. Selling products is important. But the people who make the most money in our industry, they are the leaders. They are the people who create the system. They're the people who provide the training. They're the people who lead from the front. So if you have the aspirations of being a leader, or maybe you already are a leader and you want to be a better leader, this training is for you. So let's go through these 8 or 10 things that I came up with that I've learned over the past 20 plus years in this industry that will help you be a better leader. And what I hope you will do at the end of this video is evaluate yourself in each one of these areas and maybe identify a few areas of improvement. And let's face it, we can all improve, myself included. So look for a few areas where you could improve and get a little bit better and level up your leadership. So the first thing, and this is where it all starts, you have to make the first circle work. So think about your business. Are you doing the things you want your team members to do? Are you on auto ship? Are you attending training? Are you coachable? Are you consistent? Are you talking to new people every day? Are you plugged in with your plugged in upline? Are you working on your personal development every day? You want to evaluate yourself in those areas and make sure that you're doing the things you want other people to do. In other words, would you want people to duplicate what it is you're doing in your business? If you answered yes to that question, you're on the right track. If you answered no, or maybe, you just need to make some adjustments and improve and make sure you are leading from the front and setting a good example. The next tip I can give you to be a better leader is be the type of sponsor you wish you had. You can't control what your upline or what your sponsor does or how they act or what they say or do, but you can control what you do. And you want to think about what would your dream sponsor be like, or what would your dream coach be like, and make sure that you're being that coach to the people you bring into the business. Number three is integrity. Leadership is all about integrity. This means you are reliable, you're accountable, you're trustworthy, you say what you do, you do what you say. People can count on you when they need you. The next one, you promote one company and you stick with it long term. This is something most people cannot do. We have so many junkies in our industry, or leaders who hop from opportunity to opportunity every few months. The real leaders in this industry are people who stay with one company 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. They ride it out. They have their feet planted with one company. They are 100% committed and 100% focused to one company. That is the secret. Pick the company you want to have your problems with. That's what leaders in our industry do. Another thing leaders do, or how to be a better leader, is to make sure that you attend all events. Go to your company's events. Go to some generic training events in the industry. Go to some events outside of the industry, such as maybe small business accounting, leadership, marketing, how to run a successful home-based business. Anything that will give you the cutting edge, attend events like that. You can even create your own mastermind team. I do that a lot, where you just rub elbows and share ideas with three or four people who have similar goals to you, where you can all level up and be better. Another thing, if you want to be a better leader, is you have to have more empathy. Now, I'm an old Army officer, so empathy is not my strong point. It's something I have to work really hard on every single day. I'm not really one to accept a lot of excuses or make excuses. That was just kind of basically washed out of me as I went through my officer training. But good leaders are empathetic. This means you can put yourself in other people's shoes. Doesn't mean you have to accept excuses from everyone, but you can see other people's point of view. You can put yourself in someone else's shoes and you're not too quick to judge them. And you have acceptance and understanding. It's really important as a leader that you are empathetic with people, because people are people. People are crazy. People have problems. People have drama, and they need a leader that will be empathetic and understanding. Another thing you want to do is you need to make sure you're setting the example. This goes hand in hand with make the first circle work, but are you setting a good example for your team? Are you doing what you said you were going to do? Are you recruiting new people every month? Are you acquiring new customers every month? Are you attending all your team's training every week? Are you going to the company events? Are you plugged in with your plugged in upline? Are you setting a good example? Would you want people to do what it is you're doing in your business? The next tip is to be kind and compassionate. This goes hand in hand with empathy, but don't be a jerk. Don't get an ego. Don't let your success go to your head and make you think that you're better than someone else. I see that a lot. I even experienced that myself. I did that at one time in the industry. I kind of got on a little ego trip and I had to eat some humble pie. And maybe you have, or maybe you haven't, but I am glad that I have learned how to become kind and compassionate, because it goes a long ways and people appreciate and respect that. Another tip to be a better leader is to serve other people. Jeff Roberti, one of my favorite people in the industry, he's earned almost $100 million in the industry. He always says, grow me, serve you. And that's really the philosophy that I try to incorporate in my own business, where I'm really committed to growing myself and becoming a better person and a better leader and making my focus on serving other people. Now, this doesn't mean you're other people's servant. It just means that you have a servant leadership style and you are committed to putting other people's needs first. Another thing you need to do as a leader is to keep your emotions balanced. What does this mean? It means you are not an emotional roller coaster. You're thrilled today, depressed tomorrow. Now, we all have emotions. We all have ups and downs. That's normal. But you want to be the constant to the people on your team. You don't want them to see you at your worst. You want to be predictable. You want to be stable. You want to be the lighthouse, not the weather vane. The weather vane spins and goes in the direction of the wind. The lighthouse stays strong and embraces the storm. That's what you want to do as a leader. Another thing you want to do is you always want to do what's best for your team. This business or this industry is really about your team. And as a leader, you have to care about and love your team and do what is best for them. Another thing you want to do to be a good leader is to be a long-term thinker. This means you have a mission and a vision for your business. You know where it is you want to go, and you share this mission and vision with your team, and you talk about the big picture, and you talk about your long-term goals with the team and how they fall into your goals and how they're part of your vision and part of your goals. Finally, you want to provide systems and training for your team. Those really are the two magic words in this business. If you can have some simple systems that you create, or even your plugged-in upline creates, that you can provide for your team, and some type of ongoing training and a getting started training so people can learn the skills they need to be successful, you will have much better results in your business. So these are the most common or best leadership tips that I can offer you. I hope you will look at each one of these bullet points and ask yourself, what can I do better in this category? Or what am I doing in this category that I shouldn't be doing? What am I not doing that I should be doing? And just look for little things you can tweak and improve to level up your own leadership. And finally, let's close with this quote. And remember this: you must be a leader to attract leaders. A stud does not want to work with a dud. So if you want to attract quality people into your business, you have to become a quality leader, a quality sponsor in your own business, if you ever expect to attract those types of people in your business. Because people want to work with someone who knows who they are, they know what they're doing, they know where they're headed, they're the best of the best. So become that person and watch your business grow. I hope you got some value out of today's training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to my channel. You can also check out the helpful links in the description box below this video to get access to some resources, some tips, some training that will help you. I appreciate you watching my video today, and I hope you check out some of my other videos too. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.